Welcome back to the show. Evan Bray, great to have you here on a Friday lunch hour, making our way towards the weekend. I've talked on the program before about this group that I belong to called 100 Men Who Care. Basically, it's a group of guys. At one time we were just under 100, but I think we're close to tipping over 100 right now. We get together quarterly, so four times in the year. And we will hear presentations from different groups, organizations, charities that are looking for funding for various different things, usually raising money for obviously a good cause or something in the community. And it was at one of our meetings where I met my next guest. Logan Curl is co-president and founder of Turning Point, which is a Saskatchewan clothing brand started by youth. Logan was in high school when this came to fruition, but what they are doing for mental health and suicide prevention with this clothing brand is what caught my eye. And so after that meeting, I went over and said, hey, we got to get you on the program. And here we are today. Logan Curl is joining me in studio. Logan, thanks for being here.
Thanks for having me. I'm super excited to be here.
So let's talk about Turning Point. This is a clothing brand that you came up with this notion in high school. Am I right?
Yeah, it actually started in entrepreneurship 30 class, and the cool thing to do at our school was just to do clothing, but mental health was something really important to us, so we knew the clothing just came from, you know, it was a cool thing to do at school, but mental health was something that really hit home for us, and it was something very important in the school at the time, and especially in the midst of COVID when we kind of started it, we knew everyone's mental health was astray, and we knew it was something everyone could relate to.
Yeah, that's such a cool, what school, by the way,
were you? It was Miller.
Miller, okay. So you have this entrepreneurship class. You've got to come up with, so what do? You have to put together a business case?
Yeah, it's a super cool class. You just have to, you have to start a business, and you kind of learn the ins and outs of running a business, and it starts in a small scale for in the class, but we got a lot of support from the community, and we couldn't be more grateful for it, and it just kept growing, and yeah, we're here. Now we're here.
So for the purposes of the class, did you actually have to develop the product too, or was it just putting the business case together for it?
There was like some little stipulation where we had to develop a product. I think we made like bracelets or something, but in our case, we basically just developed the business and then started producing clothing.
Yeah. So this is exciting because the clothing is great. You're donning one of your great hoodies. Turning Point, where did the name for this Saskatchewan clothing brand come from?
Yeah, so the name actually comes from the fact that most suicide survivors describe their experience as almost a turning point in their life. Our hope is that people won't have to go through the worst to realize how valuable their life really is and find their turning point before it's too late.
Yeah, you're in high school, Logan, and you're coming up like this. You are the types of leaders that are going to make a difference in this world and are making a difference. And I commend you for it because this clothing brand, which now has taken off, and we're going to give a quick announcement here about an exciting storefront that opens up this weekend. But this clothing brand, you donate a portion of the proceeds. Talk about that, how that works.
Yeah, so we donate 20% of our profits to the You Matter Foundation, which is a kind of nonprofit that we started, so we have a hand in where our money is allocated. We were donating to a different organization. They were a great organization, but we wanted to know where the money was going, and that's the best part for us, is knowing the impact we make directly on our community. So we started this You Matter Foundation to donate 20% of our profits so we know where the money goes within the community.
And could you share? I mean, obviously we don't need specifics, but can you give us a sense of how that money is used and how that's turned into making a difference for people?
Yeah, so it's through the South Sask Community Foundation. They made things so much easier for
great,
us.
On great the, organization, on, yeah, yeah.
On the nonprofit side of things. So we kind of usually opt for organizations that make therapy options cheaper or building that education around suicide. We also go to classrooms or talk to youth about the importance of mental health and the impact suicide can have on someone's life.
Logan Curl is my guest. Your co-president and founder. Who is your partner in this?
It's Tayson Smith. It's just us two who run it right now. We both have full-time jobs as well, but this is something that's really important to us. And we love doing it.
Right. Now, I know you've got a website because I was on it last night, shopturningpoint.com, shopturningpoint.com. But we're opening a storefront this weekend.
Yes, this Sunday we're opening up a storefront. It's on 1560 Macara Street, and we couldn't be more excited about it. We're with a bunch of other great local companies. There's Stelter Solutions. There's Namanu Barber Studio. Bunch of young entrepreneurs doing great things, and we couldn't be more excited about it. There's going to be prize packages for the first 50 people to spend over $25, the first 25 people to spend over $50 get these insane prize packages worth over like $200.
That's so cool. And you open up what time on Sunday?
It'll be at 10 a.m.
10 a.m. Okay. So 1570 McCara is the location. Now, again, I was
1560,
on
your, sorry.
Sorry, 1560. Okay. I was on the website. You've got, so let's talk about some of the different options you've got in your clothing line so far.
Yes, we've right now we have t-shirts, we've got sweatpants, we've got zip-ups. We're going to be getting our best-seller hoodies back in stock pretty soon. We've got hats.
Were they the big seller, the hoodies?
The hoodies, the bunny hugs in Saskatchewan. It can't be stopped, yeah.
You can't deny people their bunny hugs.
Exactly, yeah.
And so it's quite simple, and I think that's probably the charm of a lot of your stuff. You've got your Turning Point logo on it, but it's not, like in many ways, it's quite simple. The logo, I noticed on the sweatpants, it's on the back of one of the calf of the sweatpants.
Yeah, we usually include our Turning Point logo, and then we always try to include some sort of positive message. Mm-hmm. One of our slogans, "You Matter," so we try to include that in a lot of our messaging and a lot of our clothing. And on some of our hoodies, it's "Be kind to your mind" on the back. So we just try to, we just want someone to read it, and if that changes someone's day or makes them start a conversation about mental health, then that's a win.
Mm-hmm. I think this whole concept is a win. It's a Saskatchewan clothing brand called Turning Point. Logan Curl is my guest, co-president and founder. What type of feedback are you getting from people about the cause behind this, the mental health attachment, the suicide prevention? When you've got customers coming in, are they expressing to you, or they're reaching out to you online? Is it tied to the fact that you've got this great cause?
Yeah, I think having a cause behind what you do, and like I said, we have full-time jobs as well. So for us, having a cause behind it gives us purpose to want to keep doing it. And we get crazy support from the community. I mean, Saskatchewan's awesome. Regina's awesome. Everyone's so good at always supporting us. We've even had local retailers reach out and want to carry our stuff. Hawk Motorsports is one of them. Rota's Elegance is one of them. They give us a great deal on being in their store, and we couldn't be more grateful for the support we get.
That's awesome. Did you ever get pushback? So again, let's go back. You're in high school. You come up with this. You're basically doing a project for a class in high school, and then you decide, you know what, we're going into this. Like, we are actually going to develop a clothing line. We're going to produce clothing, which is, there's a startup expense. Did you have anyone say, Logan, you're crazy to be doing this?
Honestly, you always get kind of haters online, but for the most part, like, my family and friends were very supportive. Yeah. They knew that it was an important cause to them, and it was an important cause to my family, to my friends, to the school. So I don't really think there was too much pushback in that sense, but there's always going to be haters online, you know, hating for anything. So
yeah, it's number one, it's a great cause, because as you said, 20% of the profits go to mental health and suicide prevention. But it's also great clothing. I mean, it's a great clothing line, and there's lots of great options. So the storefront opens on Sunday, 1560 McCara Street. If you want to shop online, it's shopturningpoint.com. Logan Curl, this has been a great chat. I appreciate you coming in, and I look forward to watching continued success for you and your team.
Thank you. Thanks for having me on. This is a great opportunity.
Oh, and by the way, when I saw you at the 100 Men Who Care, you were looking for work. Now you're a firefighter.
Yeah, with Regina here. Yeah, it's awesome.
Yeah, congratulations. You've been on how long now?
About like 8 months now.
Yeah, good for you. Well, great. We respect, tons of respect for firefighters in our province. There's lots of them, and so congrats on that, and continued success with Turning Point.
Thank you so much.
Logan Curl, co-president, founder, and again, Turning Point. You can find them if you want to go to the website, shopturningpoint.com. You're listening to 980 CJME and 650 CKOM.